GateWorld is answering the big questions from Stargate. Post yours in the comments below. Here's today's question. Did Apophis go the wrong way through Earth's Stargate? Stargate SG-1 didn't even make it through its opening scene before introducing a big lore question. Careful viewers of the 1994 movie and its follow-up TV series know that Stargate travel is one way only, from the dialing gate to the receiving gate. If you want to go back, you can't just step back through the wormhole. You have to shut down the gate and redial to get an outbound connection. SG-1's two-part premiere, Children of the Gods, opens with Apophis and his Jaffa guards stepping through the Stargate to Earth. After shooting up the place and kidnapping an airman, they go back through the Stargate. Since the episode first aired in 1997, newcomers to the series keep asking, how can this be so? Doesn't it violate the established rules of gate travel? It was a story problem that writers Jonathan Glassner and Brad Wright already recognized when they were scripting the SG-1 premiere. The original script included a scene where Apophis zapped the inactive Stargate with a ribbon of energy from his hand device, creating a new wormhole. That was cut from the episode, though over the years we would see a few characters with technology that could do this, namely the Nox Laia and the Asgard Thor. While the original episode left Apophis' exit strategy unexplained, there are a couple of clues for viewers to piece together. Before the firefight with the base guards breaks out, the Stargate is seen shutting down behind the Goa'uld. So the question is not how the invaders could leave through an incoming wormhole, but how they could redial the Stargate without access to the base dialing computer. Earth's Stargate, remember, didn't have a DHD. At one point during the action sequence, Apophis is seen barking an order in Goa'uld to his Jaffa near the Stargate. He seems to be ordering them to do something. Watch me. When the scene cuts back to Apophis moments later, the gate is active again, ready for his escape. So how did he dial out? Children of the Gods left this ambiguous. Later in the series, viewers learned that it is possible to manually dial a Stargate by physically rotating the inner track. Maybe Apophis ordered his Jaffa to manually dial out, and he just got lucky that the humans had left their Stargate plugged into a power source. There's ultimately a better answer, though. Many years into the franchise's run, we saw that the Goa'uld possess a remote dialing device, which can be attached to a Stargate to allow rapid dialing without a DHD. It also appears to be capable of powering a connection. Baal's Jaffa used one in Stargate Continuum. Apophis almost certainly had one of these, though it wasn't shown on screen in 1997. In 2009, Stargate released Children of the Gods' Final Cut, a producer's remix of the episode. One of the changes here is subtle, but adds a little more information. When the shootout cuts to these reinforcements running down the hallway toward the gate room, that familiar sound effect of the Stargate dialing sequence can now be heard. That addition clarifies that Apophis didn't leave through an incoming wormhole, and it means his guards weren't manually pushing the inner track. Apophis must have had a remote dialer. The show just hadn't invented it yet. Let us know down below what nagging Stargate questions you have that you'd like to see us address in this brand new series. Thanks everybody for watching.